Roundtable Podcasts, underwritten by Proctors, the Capital Region's premier performing arts center featuring the best in entertainment from Broadway and around the globe. Proctors.org.
Thanksgiving, check. Black Friday, check. Small Business Saturday, check. Sunday, I just pray to God was just Sunday, check. Monday, that's Cyber Monday. Okay, that's today. Happy Cyber Monday. And then Tuesday, that's tomorrow. That's Giving Tuesday. That's a movement to create a national day of giving added to the calendar on the Tuesday following Thanksgiving, Black Friday, Cyber Monday, and all the rest. The second annual Giving Tuesday is on December 3rd. That is tomorrow. It seems like that's really important, which is why we are talking about it this morning. Here to tell us more are Karen Billowith, President and CEO of the Community Foundation for the Greater Capital Region. We also welcome Gary Stryer, our good friend and CEO for the American Red Cross Northeastern New York Region. Gary and Karen, I thank you very much for being with us today. Thank you so much.
Good morning. Thank you.
Thanks for having us.
It is a delight to have you here as always. Karen, give us a sense of how Giving Tuesday came to be.
Giving Tuesday came to be last year, and it really just in light of all of the news you hear around Thanksgiving time with Black Friday, there's a lot of bad news about the craze of shopping. So several large national organizations came together to talk about how can we remind people about the needs in the community, but also create a more joyous sense of giving and create a way for people to do something that is more meaningful in terms of online giving and giving back to their community. So this time of year is always the beginning of what I would say the big giving season anyway, and it's really a way to harness the power of online giving and the power of philanthropy. So there were several, as I said, large national organizations that came together last year to create the movement, and this year we're really pleased that a lot of local organizations have joined in our community to help help galvanize their donors around this.
So how was that done? They're ultimately saying this is a thing and you can take part in it. And, you know, wouldn't you feel better about our community and yourself if you did this?
Right. So
without making them feel guilty.
It truly is a thing. And there is a Giving Tuesday movement that has helped. And there's a toolkit. There's a lot of ways that organizations can participate. So
I love toolkits. They're so helpful. All the good organizations have toolkits.
Well, it is truly helpful because here in our local community, organizations like the Albany Barn and Girls Incorporated, two smaller organizations that might not have a national affiliate to help them, have been able to participate along with the American Red Cross, Habitat for Humanity, and United Way, so some of the bigger organizations. And it really focuses on social media and a way to engage perhaps younger and more donors in this opportunity. And last year, they saw, some of the organizations that participate saw a 53% increase in donations on Giving Tuesday.
And so you're not telling them necessarily where to give, but just the idea to give to a nonprofit that they find important in their life.
Right. So the Community Foundation's mission overall is really to promote philanthropy in our region. And we do that by working with individuals, families, and organizations to help them find easy and effective ways to give. So we really are sort of the bridge between the donors and the community organizations. And we see this as an opportunity to help those community organizations really highlight what they do, why it's important, and reach out to a broader audience. So that's why we have tried to spread the information to the local organizations and say, look, if you'd like to participate, here's a great opportunity. We can help you. And through the Giving Tuesday platform, this national effort, organizations can go on and set up a profile. They can promote giving to their organization. So they can be found by the donors in many different ways, which is, a great opportunity for a low-cost way to advertise.
Introduced into the conversation now is Gary Stryer, CEO of the American Red Cross. And you see this work regularly in the region, your northeastern New York region, of how it can work properly.
The giving in this time of year is so critical to us. We raise a quarter of our budget revenues in the months of November and December, so it's critical time of year. And obviously, we have tremendous local needs that we need to meet at the Red Cross, and lots of other organizations do also. We respond to fires every day. We had a big fire here in Albany yesterday.
Yeah.
you know, and all of the work that we do every single day, and it only gets worse during the holidays sometimes.
And you are, you know, God forbid what we had, whether it's the situation in the Philippines or wherever, you know, world events that put your name on our radar. And we think about giving because it's after a tragedy, but still people understand the importance of the Red Cross year round, and especially the importance to the community and what you do.
We've tried to talk a lot to the public about the need to support our work year round. That we have large disasters that happen, like Hurricane Sandy or a flood that we had in Fort Plain this summer, or the Philippines, or things like that. But there are disasters that happen in our community every single day. We respond to over 300 fires a year. So almost every single day we're out there. And obviously we have to be building the infrastructure year-round, training the volunteers, buying the supplies, buying the equipment, being ready for disasters. So we're really trying to talk to people more about supporting our work, whether there's a disaster going on in that moment or not.
And this is a question for both of you, but how hard a sell is it in our busy lives to put philanthropy and volunteering and giving of your time and of yourself, putting that on people's radar?
I would say it is difficult, and that's why Giving Tuesday is so important. This month going between Thanksgiving and Christmas is always a busy season for giving, and we try to create a message that giving all year round is important, just as Gary talked about. So I think there are times during the year when people think about it more, but what we understand from across the community and across the nation is that if organizations can raise awareness with the broader community and make it easier to give, then we see increased giving throughout the year. So that's why social media, I think, has become a really powerful tool for philanthropy. People will give for many different reasons, and at the end of the year, and not just for the holiday spirit, but also for tax reasons, people may be thinking about making gifts. But the way that these social media platforms are able to really create so many more smaller gifts has really changed the face of philanthropy.
We're talking to people more about giving something that means something at the holidays, and I think people are really responding to that. It's always difficult to get people's attention on giving, but this is the third year in a row we've had something that we call our Holiday Giving Catalog, which is a way that people can go online or call the Red Cross and give something that means something, rather than going shopping for a tie for somebody. Donate $100 in disaster relief to the Red Cross in that person's name, and then they get a card in the mail, or you can print out a card and give it to that person and say, I gave $100 in disaster relief in your honor. And I think people appreciate that, and and frankly, it makes it easier for some people to shop. Trying to find the right gift for everybody, particularly after you've done this about 50 years. And being able to just give to someone else is something I think is really catching on.
It always fits. You don't have to worry about it, you're not wearing a tie. Look at you.
Exactly. So my kids didn't get...
Good.
My kids did this for me last year.
They gave, have to. That's good.
My kids gave me the holiday giving, donate $100 to the Red Cross. And it was way more meaningful to me than I think if they had gone out and bought me a tie or a CD.
Yeah.
It was really touching, and I think people are responding to that.
And especially to Karen's point, if you know it's an organization that's special to that person, what a lovely thing that is to do.
Absolutely. And I think a lot of organizations do exactly what Gary is talking about in terms of allowing, creating an opportunity where you get something that you can give to a person that says, you've supported this. One of the best gifts that I ever personally received was when one of my dogs died. My employees actually gave a gift in support of a local animal shelter.
Oh, yeah.
And that
I had that.
Was so meaningful.
I had that with the death of my dog, too. And it is lovely. And it's like the one thing you really remember as is to sort of that time. It was a lovely, lovely thing.
Yeah.
How do we do it? Thank God we have Giving Tuesday. That's good. But how do we do it, do you think, so that people care, in not that they don't care, but that we keep it on the radar in March and June? I know, Gary, we certainly had this conversation of, how do you keep everything going in the middle of the summer when people are off doing everything else?
And that there are many ways to do that. Unfortunately, many smaller organizations don't have communication staff. They may not have people who can create social media messaging.
Right.
But being able to tell the stories in the community is really important. And I always love it when the media pays attention to things that organizations are doing. And the more the Community Foundation has been thinking more and more about how we can help train local organizations in social media and how we can help them get their messages out more frequently with their donors. We know that with the Community Foundation itself, we've started doing a lot more telling stories about the grants that we make and the donors that make a difference through their funds at the Community Foundation. And that's created a much broader audience for us. And that's the way it works for all of the organizations.
Gary?
And I think we're doing a lot of the same thing, that on a daily basis, we need to tell people in the community what we're doing with their dollars. When we respond to a disaster, we need to be telling that story every single day. And then, you know, after the fact, being very transparent and talking to our donors about what we did with their dollar. For example, we just had the one-year anniversary of Hurricane Sandy. We produced a report for all of our donors, and it said, this is where your dollars went. And I think donors appreciate that.
To officially take part in Giving Tuesday, how can we be on board and do something? Is it ultimately, because they have a website, right?
There is a website, and people can go on the website, Giving Tuesday, and search for organizations in their community. They can go on the organizations that they already know about in their community to make a gift, and they should be receiving, hopefully, notifications from those organizations that are actively participating in Giving Tuesday to say, hey, you know, think about making a gift on this day. And there is tracking of the gifts, so it is important if you're thinking about making a gift, why not make it today so that we can create momentum for future years.
Sure, for Giving Tuesday beyond. And I assume Red Cross will be part of that doing that.
Yes, we are. People can go to redcross.org and make a gift, or they can call 1-800-RED-CROSS. And I think almost all organizations have really tried hard to make giving easy now, that you can pick up the phone, you can go to a website, you can mail a check-in. So
text,
you
know, everything, yeah.
Yeah, and you know, obviously December, people like the tax deduction, but it's easy to give is, I think, part of the point of all of this.
Well, Giving Tuesday is tomorrow, and you can take part. And we have information on our website. It's wmc.org, and you can go and find out about the great work of all these organizations in our region. And you can do what you need to do and what is right and proper on this on this day before Giving Tuesday, on this Giving Tuesday Eve. Karen Billowith and Gary Stryer, I thank you very much for joining us. It's a delight to have you both here, and best wishes for your great work. Thank you so much.
Thank you.
You're listening to The Roundtable on WAMC.